Vayiyu Chaye Sara. The parsha is called Parshas Chaye Sara. I saw that the Mefarshim asked, it's not about Chaye Sara, it's mostly about Misa Sara, the first pasuk right away, the second pasuk. The emes is, who says the name of the Parshas Chaye Sara? You have to know what the Mesoir is of names of Parshas. Maybe it's Parshas Vayiyu, yeah? It's Mekubal and Klal Yisrael. You have to know how long back it goes that the parsha is called Chaye Sara. And Mikan, yeah, it's a good horror. Why is it about Chaye Sara? The Moshel, everyone knows this parsha's Lech Lecha, the Rambam in Hilchis Tefillah, when he talks about the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, he says right after Simchas Torah, first we lay in Bereshis, then we lay in Ve'ela Told Es Noyach, and then the next week is parsha's Vayomer Hashem. El Avram Lech Lecha. He calls it Parshas Ve'emer Hashem. He doesn't call it Lech Lecha, actually. But Parshas Chaye Sara, that's the name, and it's a shtickle shver. The Baal HaTurim says, Vayiyu is Gematria 37, because Sara lived 127 years, but Be'emes, she really lived up only 37 years. Till 90, she was an Akara. So she was only the Vayiyu. And it was also Shnei Chaye Sara, two sets of life. There was the set of life till the 90 years, and then after. Remez V'dover, when we say when someone is Nifter, it's Zatzal. The Tzadi is 90, and the Zayin Lamed is the 37 of Sarah's life. Now the Pasuk says it was Meya Shona, the Esrim Shona, the Sheva Shona. Rashi brings this misquote of a little bit different nusach of the way the Medrash says it. Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof Lechet, Bas Chof ke Bas Zayin Leyoyfi. The Briskerov, Alatoiri, has an interesting aura. Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof Lechet. Avad, it means Bas Chof. It means in Oinshe Shamayim, Hagam Be'emes in Dinei. In Baha'i Alma, it's 12 years old by a girl and 13 years old. But Vaistais, you go with, you know, the Shir of Ben Esrim. But he says, no, Ken Zayin, based on the Gemara in Yevamis, Taf Samach Dalid, that Sora was an islandess, and the whole Metzias of Leidus Yitzchak is Lamal Midarach HaTeva, but she was an islandess. An islandess doesn't get to godless until age 20. What's more, adds the Briskerov, the other Chelik of the memory is also Als islandess. Bas Chof Ke Bazayin Leyoifi. The Spitz Yoifi is Bazayin, Bazayin is cute, yeah, it's not the Spitz Yoifi, but he says by an islandess, this Simone Kiur after the age of 7. So by an islandess, it's an expression to say that the Baschof was like Bazayin Liyoifi. Lagufa Indian, that 20 is the year of Oinshim, even though Be'etzim, in High Alma, it's 12 or 13. Interesting, by Esrim, there's no difference between a Zachar and a Keva. It's not 19 and 20 or 20 and 21. It's 20 flat, all genders. But there's many maramakoyimus for it. The Bar Tanura in Pirkei Avos, when it says Ben Esrim Lirdoif, he says it has to do with this inyan of Ben Esrim. There's a makar in the Yerushalmi, and in the Zohar and Midrashim, Rashi in Chumash brings it by the Meisei Midbar, when he makes the cheshbon of when they die, that it's from the age of 20. Another maramakim for this idea of 20 is the Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Peites, the Gemara says that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he wants to punish Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchak is the one that stands up for them, actually. And Yitzchak says to the Bashefer, he says, let's make a cheshbon. Till 20, there's no Einish. From 20 to 50 to 70 is only 50 more years. But again, he's Matthew, that's I've been quoting, that 20 is the Einish. 20 to 70 is only 50 years. Half of it is at night. That doesn't count. And then from the 25 years, 12 and a half is Achila, Shtia, Tzrochim, Tfilo. And then you're left with 12 and a half. Palga Alai, Palga Alecha. And the Rabbi Shalom is maskim. But again, that's another maramakam about the age of 20. The Marsha writes in Baba Metzia Daf Pehe, he says, Malkus 39 is because a person becomes Baba Metzia 13, and there's an Indian 13 times 3. You have to know why times 3, but Malkus Arboyim, which is 30, 39, is 3 times the age. That's why in Ruchnius, there's a concept the Gemara brings there in Baba Metzia Pehe, Shishim Pulsa Denura. It's some kind of Ruchniistic light bolts of Malkus. Why Shishim? Because in Shemayim, 20 is the age. The same way in Malkus, in Bezdin, in this world, the number is 39 because it's 3 times the age of 13. So parallel to that, Shishim Pulsa Denura, the Marsha, that's he's going on the Gemara there, Shishim Pulsa Denura, is 3 times 20. The Minchas Chinuch, Parshas Vayikra, has a kasha. The Gemara, we know, says in Yevamis and in Horius and in a few other places that the Chiyiv Korban is when you do an Aveira that's Chayiv Koris, been mazed, if you would have been mazed, you'd be chayiv karis. So such an aveira, you bring a carbon, chatos, when you do it b'shoigig. Frektim in cheschinach, so anyone under the age of 20 that does an aveira b'shoigig shouldn't bring a carbon. Because if he would have done it b'mazed, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Karis is oinshi shamayim, that's only from age 20. How are you talking that from 30 to 20, you shouldn't bring a carbon? There's another kasha the min cheschinach doesn't ask, but in Yevamis, the Gemara says it's not shayach to do even if it's a chayiv krisus.
The Gemara looks for Rukintis when it would be shy. If you're less than 20, you could do it, because then there's no chiyuv karis. The whole mapechin yivomis, if there's no karis.
I saw once a teretz, Minchasin of Shver, I saw once a teretz, a harifas de kenusach. It's not, I mean, Parshas, you could just answer, azah veira, that b'ikaron, in principle, yichayev karis, if you would be 20. But I saw a different nusach. The taich that until 20, you don't get karis. The same way you understand that until 13, you're not chayev and dinei odom, because you're not amazing, you're not enough of a bardas. So, b'mechila to anyone who's not 20, but the darga of das you have on 20, even when you do it, b'mezid, supposedly, it's not the darga of mezid yet. So, you are chayev karis if you do it b'mezid. Less than 20, you can't do it b'mezid. An einfal. Someone asked on this, so b'zoi, when a 16-year-old, 13 to 20, does an aveira b'mezid, and it's chayev karis. You should bring carbon, because it's called shoygig. And the Torah says, no, I didn't say it's called shoygig. I said it's not called the darga of mezid that would proper it. There's another pshat that baskufki baschof, you have to realize, sorry, it says kulam shavim latoiva, pella otzim, kulam shavim latoiva. For 90 years, she was in Akora, an islandess, without a chance of a sequoi of having a child. She was taken into captivity to Paroi in Mitzrayim, to Avimelech in Gror, which is Gaza. She was taking places. And no, kulam shavim latoiva. More than that, it says baskufki baschof. I saw, this is Bederach Remez, I don't know if it's Rosh Remez. Kapitel kuf in Tehillim is Mizmor L'Soida. Kapitel chof is Lamanatzeach Yan Hashem Biyoin Tzora. Bas kuf ki bas chof. Mach nishto is kapitel kuf and kapitel chof. A tzora or a toida. It was all the same. Now, Tzora lived 127 years. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ches, in a vivid description of what it looks like in the Maris HaMachpela, Avram Gani B'chanfei the Tzora. L'chayra, everyone has his mother in Gan Eden on a different level. How could Avram and Sarah be the same place? The emes is Avram, the Rambam says, was Makir Boiri, the Ravid says, the Rambam says three, the Ravid says at age 48. Avram lived 175, minus 48 is 127, is punkt. Shovin. There's a medrash, Rabbah, in this week's parasha that says, Rabbi Kiva hayu yoyshev yedoyrish, v'hatzibur misnamnim. Rabbi Kiva was darshaning and the oilam was falling asleep. Bikesh la'oyreron, Rabbi Kiva wanted to wake them up. Omar! Rabbi Kiva said, "Marasa Esther shetimlach al kufchav zayin medinos." Why was Esther zayicha to 127 medinos? Elatavai Esther shehaisa basbita shel Sarah, that she lived for kufchav zayin shonim, and therefore Sarah should be the cause that her great great granddaughter Esther is zayicha to 127 medinos. You need to know what's the taich of this medrash, and also what's the connection to the fact that Rabbi Kiva saw the oilam was farshlofen. Simply, they say, if you see the oil is fashlof and a good var on Megillah Esther always is like, makes the cut. It could be. But a different shot I saw, the Chasam Sofer actually writes, it says, Shnei Chaye Sora, Shnei is double, because Sora was Vatokam Ba'oid Laila. We know that by the Hespit on Sora, Avram Avinu said, the Psukim in Eshes Chayel, Vatokam Ba'oid Laila. Sora was by night and by day, because the Emes, a Gemara and Shabbos, Peites, which by not by coincidence, we quoted a few minutes ago, for a different reason, about age 20, the Gemara over there is Mavur, that when Avram, when Yitzchak says, after he says, count out the first 20 years, from 20 to 70, he says, it's not 50, it's only 25. It's only day, not night. But if Sarah would live 127 years, but only day, so then Esther wouldn't be Zaycha to 127 Medinas, only to half. No, but Shnei Chaye Sarah, she lived full. Bikesh Rabbi Kiva La'oyreron, by nighttime, that they were Fashlofen. No, you have to learn Yoimam V'layla, the Rambam says, the Iker Limud, of Misha writes a liskois pekisrei shel Torah is balayla. When it's shnei chayisara, double, bein bayoyim bein balayla, then you're zeichet to the full 127, not just the days, even the nights. The Chasam Sofer in a different place writes, Avarnu et hayomim, he's writing it in Chodesh Cheshvin, Avarnu et hayomim hakadoshim of Chodesh Tishrei, and now we're up to the leilois hakadoshim, the leilei tevis or arukim, the leilei chayref. We know that there are yeshivas that have a gevaldik seder on Friday night, milchik seder. I'm not talking about yekeshi yeshivas. I'm talking about, you know, the real thing, not this 5-hour shtick. There's a 6 hours, we'll say the limud of vatokam bo'id laila, to realize that. There's another pshat though I saw actually in the Sefer Birkas Mordechai from Rav Baruch Mordechai Izrahi, Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Lavrocha, gevaldik sefer, with many svarim. But he writes over there that Esther has 127 Medinas, because Sarah lived 127 years. Give Esther one big, huge Medina, because Sarah lived the Gevaldika one big life. The Teretz is that no, every year, every Tkufa, every year,
with its challenges, with its nisyonis, with what you have to face at that year, is different. And every medina also, it's not one big country. Every medina with its minhagim, with its sprach, with its politik. Sara was kulam shavim latoyva, but it was taka bazunger. It was 127 years, and Esther Alpiza is also zoicha to. I saw once a different shot also that Rabbi Kiva Bikesh La'oirarad, he saw that they were fashlofen, it means that they were miyuyish from the Golas. The emesis in Rabbi Kiva's times, there was a havamina that Mashiach had come. There was a whole story with Barkaziva, Vachule, and then the oilam was mamish farklap. You know, they're waiting for the Chevli Mashiach and they thought it's going to happen and they got farklap. And he was telling them about that even if schus ovis is tama, of schus imohis, Esther, Sarah, and he spoke Bazunder about the union of schus imohis, that's how he wanted to be ma'oirer then. Yeah, there's a few other pshatim, but we're going to move on. It's interesting. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu, and we said it's a Machlokes Rishonim. We spoke last week how you count them, whether or Kastim is the first one, or Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha is the first one. Many Rishonim count Akeda as the last one. Again, there, if you count at the various Shitas, you can have about 14 Nisyonis. You can't do that. You have to work out exactly each Rishon, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Bartanura, Rashi, the various Shitas, everyone works out his Cheshbon of 10. But some, I think Rabbeinu Yoina learns that Kavura Sora is in a Soyan. And because he has to go hassle with Ephraim after he was already promised the land. But it's the Chara, small Nisoyan, the Umas de Akeda. It should be counted as the ultimate, as the number 10. And the Sforum explained, yeah, Dafka, after you pass the big one and you think everything is over and you're in Shefa City, Dafka then, the Ebersh Techaps, you want one more Nisoyan. Don't lose it then. You know, don't lose it. Be aware that everything is in a Soyan. I heard once a Gevaldika Mashal, there was this person that Someone or something was bothering him. He was getting irked up about something, and it was eating him up. And the Rebbe called him in, and the chap was like this. The Rebbe told the Gabbai, and he overheard the Gabbai saying this: "Go outside and make this fuss, make him a little crazy, chepper him, get on his nerves." And he was able to haltein because he saw that the Rebbe was testing him, because he sent the Gabbai to try to get on his nerves. So he knows for 20 minutes haltein. He says, "Okay." Then the Rebbe calls him in. That's life. Whatever the Bashef is pulling the strings, he's sending these things, people, matzavim, to get you worked up. If you have that awareness, so then you aim at the Nisayan even after the Nisayan, and you catch on even at the end. And yes, whether it's one of the ten Nisayanis or not, Avraham Avinu has to have a masul matan with Ephraim, the Kesef Mole. Fascinating chiddush in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. He says Avraham Avinu was worried that after he's going to buy the karka from Ephraim, he's going to come, Ephraim, with a taina that he was underpaid, and it's oino, and even though ain't enola karkois, but if it's less than 50%, that it's a problem, and Ephraim is going to taina to mekach tois. So Avraham Avinu says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, instead of buying the karka of Amoras HaMachpelo with kesef, he did kinyan chalipin. And in chalipin, there's no oino. And therefore, he used matbeya of oivar l'soicher, because matbeya loy nasa chalipin. So he dafka used as a kind of a matbeya that has a din kli, that it's even kosher for chalipin. And that's the shtickle of the Orach Chaim, and it's a pella otzum. The Gemara in Kedushin says, kicha, kicha, mistei Ephraim. And the Gemara speaks out that fakert, that Kedushin is only with kesef, not with chalipin. And we're learning it out from the kinyan of Maras HaMachpelah. To go and say that Maras HaMachpelah was with chalipin, it's bezunder shver keneged the Gemara. I heard once a shtickle Torah, there was two knias, there was buying the entire land around the area, and then the actual ma'ara, maybe one was with kesef, one was with chalipin. It's not pashat. But b'chalipin, he went and bought a mokem kavura b'kesef mole. There's an interesting tshuva in the Chasam Sofer every day, a Shin Lamed Aleph. He says there's a minig that a person is supposed to buy a kever. Even Ani Shebi Yisrael should spend money on b'chayev already to buy a kever. He says b'derech malitza, quoting the Gemara in Nida, of course, the Gemara means something else, that there's no dam. It's always dam by the mokum rechem of the nida, but the Chasam Sofer quoted as it has to be with damim. But the emes is, it says, l'asid loving in the nevuah of Yecheskel, b'pischi es kevrechem, and it says there's going to be goygin mogig. What we're hoping for is that maybe it should be psichas kever b'li damim, and the Ebrister should take already yoimer l'tzarei seinu dai, that there was enough dam nishpach, and it should be that psichas kever, which is heralding in the MSD, the ultimate rula. Yeah. Vashem Berach, we'll move on to the next parak. Vavrom Zokein, Baba Yomim,
V'Hashem beirach es Avraham b'koil. What does it mean Hashem was beirach es Avraham b'koil? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, Hashem benched him with everything. And now, of course, there's going to be the big parsha. He's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. What's the connection, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh? V'Hashem beirach es Avraham b'koil. And therefore, he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. So actually, even in simplest pshat, the Rashbam always says the simplest pshat, that V'Hashem beirach es Avraham b'koil, we want to say who the mechutin is. We're looking for a shidduch. The first thing you say, this is the resume. The resume is V'Hashem beirach es Avraham b'koil, that is Oysher and Torah Gedula b'makom echad, and this is it's a chashav shidduch. The Aruch Chaim says it differently. He says Hashem beirach es Avraham b'koil, but erhotnish can einikol, evil an einikol. B'chol even the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tzayin has various other pshat. And what does it mean V'Hashem beirach es Avraham b'koil? And actually, it's a machlekes tanoim. Rav Meir Oimer b'koil shaloi hayoloi bas. Interesting. Not having a daughter is b'koil because it's expensive. And Rav Yehuda says no shahayoloi bas. And Acherim Oimer that he did have a bas and her name was b'koil. And the Eben Ezra asks that like that pshat it should have said V'Hashem beirach es Avraham bib b'koil. Her name wasn't Koil, her name was b'koil. Rashi says that b'koil is gematria ben. There's actually a pshat that b'koil is the daughter and that's really the ben because that. The Leitzoni Hador was saying, "Me Avimelech nesabra sara." It can't be. It's from Avram, but Avram's bas, who actually died, and Livkoisa is going on that daughter also. Her matara writes the Ksav Sefer was that it should prove that Avram could have kids. So the Bakoil that was born, that daughter was to prove that the ben is Avram's and not Avimelech's. Now, either way, though, going back to the pesukim, though, Hashem berech es Avram Bakoil, and now he's looking for a shidduch. I want to in pshat just speak out. What's the connection? We said already if you felt him, but what's the connection? Vashem Beiruch is Avraham Bakoil to the Hemshech. L'mashal Rav Meir. Vashem Beiruch is Avraham Bakoil that he didn't have a daughter, and therefore he's looking for a shidduch. Alternatively, Rav Yehuda. Vashem Beiruch is Avraham Bakoil that he did have a daughter, and therefore he's looking for a shidduch. What's the connection? So Luchara, one step at a time. Loi Rav Meir. Vashem Beiruch is Avraham Bakoil that he didn't have a daughter, and that's why he's looking for a shidduch. Pashat Pshat, I want to suggest. If he would have had a daughter, then he wouldn't have to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. Yitzchak could marry that daughter. So, no? V'Hashem beirach es Avraham b'koil that he didn't have a daughter, because if he would have had a daughter, then Yitzchak could marry that daughter. But since he didn't have a daughter, memeil he has to send Eliezer. So l'chayra, yesh lishol, it's a mechudish tekepshat. Yitzchak can't marry his own sister. Oh, but the emes is, it's not Mo'echidish. Toises and Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says, V'Hashem Beiruch es Avraham b'koil, that it means he did have a daughter, actually asks, so why didn't Yitzchak marry that daughter? And Toises gives two terutzim. Toises answers, she was too young. How young was she? Rivka was 3, so I guess she was 2. Toises l'shitasa yavada, Talmidim, the Taisis Lashitasi in 6 places, including this place, holds that Rivka was 14. And I guess Bako, this daughter, was younger. Taisis has another terrorist that this daughter was not from Sora. She was from Hagar. But Akaponim, if Avram would have had a daughter not from Hagar, who was a little older, he would have married Yitzchak to that daughter. As he stayed in Taisis. So I have a right to say that Hashem Berach was Avram Bakoil, that he didn't have a suitable, available daughter, because otherwise Yitzchak could have married that daughter. That's a choice. Or from a different wife.
Fine, but from
okay. No, so not from Aim, so not from Sarah. He had a problem with from Hagar. He had a problem with from Hagar. It could be from someone else. Lu'umazeh, if you learn Hashem Berach was Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter, why is that connection to looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? Because the Chayr I saw, the Achrayim ask, Avram wasn't Mekayim Peru Revu yet. He only has sons. Yeah, I don't know if Yishmael counts, but he didn't have a daughter. And L'chayra, he has to look for a shidduch for himself. But if you learn Hashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter, so it's good. Since he had a daughter, okay, so he could look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. If not, Chayecha Koyman, he would be looking for a shidduch for himself. That could be another pshat. The Emes says, when Taisa says that the daughter was too young, I wanted to say, he married Rivka, who was not a Gedoyla, Pashtas, if you assume she was 3. And the answer could be, Avram doesn't mind if the Kala is a Katana, but if it's his own daughter, Taisa brings in Kedushi, you're not allowed to marry off your daughter when she's a Katana. If Avram is also Ha'emid Mitzad HaKala, then it's a problem. But if it's from Besuel, the Prat that Besuel is dead, and a Yisoyla you could marry off when she's a Katana, so then it's not a problem. There's another pshat, V'Hashem Beirach es Avraham b'koil, I think we said this once already, that we said that Avraham Avinu had two nisyonis of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha of Parshas Lech Lecha. But also by the Akedah, the lashon of the pasuk is Lech Lecha. And it's two kinds of Lech Lecha. One is a one-time nisyon to do it once. And one is to a whole lifetime to leave and continue and being there and continuing that matzav. Avram was Beirach Bakol, Beis Kol. He was Oymed bin Nisayin in both of these. We know, of course, Chazal say that the Ovis are Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Avram Avinu was Vashem, Beirach is Avram, Bakol. Yitzchak is Va'oichel, Mikol. And Yaakov is Hanani, Elikim, V'chieshli, Kol. And the Gemara in Baba Basra, that Yitzayin, explains Barichas what this Indian is. We say in Birchas Amazon, also Bakol, Mikol, Kol. But the Chasam Sofer writes, Bakol is Gematria, Sofer. And that's a shilush rare because Rashi says Bakol is Gematria Ben, 52, and Shofar is not. I mean, the Shin Alein is already like way beyond. But what the Chasam Sofer means is Bimiluai, if you spell out Bakol. Bakol is Beis, Beis Yud Tuf. Chaf is Chaf Pei. And Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet, it's Gematria Shofar. And he says because the Shofar of Akedah and the Shofar of Matan Torah and the Shofar from Mashiach all licked in what Avram has. Now, it says in the Pasuk, Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim. He came with all of his days. A person has to know that he has to come with all of his days. We spoke before by Sarah of the years, but in Avram it's even Madlish every single day. A person has to know that Chaf Hei Cheshvin Tof Shin Pei Dalet is not coming back. A person has to know that he's able to come with all of his days. But I saw once a different shadow, so Boba Yomim means Beis Yomim. Everyone has two very profound days in his life. The day that he's born, and the day that he's nifter. And if you go to a kever on the Matzeva, that's what it says. Noilad, and it says the date, Tof Reish Tzadi something. And then it says when he was nifter, and then there's a dash in between. That's between, the sandwich in between the 2 days. Fill in your dash. Make sure that the Beis Yomim have some toichin in the pnimius inside the 2 days. And be bo ba yomim. Come with the Beis Yomim and kol ha nitzarif inside it. Now, Avraham Avinu was looking for a shidduch, so he sends Eliezer. And Eliezer has hopes that maybe it should be for him. Eli, he says, right? Ulai, he says, Eli, fascinating Targum Yoinison, that Nimrod had 2 sons. One was Paroi, who was the father of Hagar, and the other one was Eliezer, Eved Avram. And Eliezer is thinking, Avram is telling me, Ein Orr Mizdabek Bebaruch, this is really not fair. My niece Hagar is, mishtadach with Avram. Why can't my daughter be mishtadach with Yitzchak? But he wasn't Mahar Achar Rabbi. But there's actually stiris. In Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar, it says that Eliezer Eved Avram was Oig. Now, that's a shtickle problem because the Mesechta Derech Eretz Zuta says that Oig, which we're saying now, Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar says is Eliezer, went into Gan Eden Chai, and the Gemara says in Brachas that Oig Moshe Rabbeinu killed. So it's a shtickle problem. What?
He was a Russia.
Okay. Who was a Russia? Eliezer. Where does it say now?
If you run the end of life.
Ah, you're asking us that. That itself is a steer. Okay. Yeah, but Efshi, you could say a brisker teretz, that there are tzvei dinim. No, maybe two oigs. One Eliezer, but two oigs. The Masechta Soifrim actually brings that oig is Eliezer, and he was huge, and Avram Avinu once screamed at him. And he was so pachat from Avram that his tooth fell out. And Avram Avinu made a chair, a huge throne, from that tooth. And I saw that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Time of the Krah, asks that first of all, Eliezer should have gone out the shichrur because it was Yotza B'Shein. And also, L'chara, when an Eved goes out with the Shein, who gets the Shein? He names on the Eved to get the Shein. Why did Avram take it to make the chair? That's what he asks. He has a diak from Arash and getting the whole thing. Now, the Oilam is being aware of what kind of person Eliezer was. There's actually a story once I saw brought down with the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe. He said once he was giving Chumash Rashi, and he was speaking about Eliezer, and he was saying that Eliezer was a faker. He wasn't the real thing. And he said, Toich Kedei, he said, he didn't even have a beard. He probably like just took a faker. He stuck it like a pyramid. You put a beard on. He glued on a beard. So one of the Hasidim said to the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, I'm a first Rashi. It says Zakan Beisoy. Rashi says Lefisha Hu Davuk Nokud Zakan. So he says the Chassid in Rashi Mefurish Maisa Shoya. Anyways, Toisus in Ksubis Daf Zayin says that Eliezer was a shliach to do the kedushin, and Toisus brings that Rabbi Zoya a shliach could do the kedushin, and he even make Birchas Erisin. And there's actually a machlokes mishainim if birchas erusin needs asara. Birchas nesuin for sure needs asara. There's a machlokes if birchas erusin needs asara. Birchas nesuin for sure. I know that some asad kedushin amakbid that on the platform where the chasam kal is on the chuppah, if it's on a platform more than 3 tefachim high, that there should be 10 people on that platform because they're makbid on the asara. And the choshesh that maybe it's not mitzaref if they're down there. And I was once by a masad kedushin. He was handling that. The photographer was legit, but the oizer of the photographer wasn't sure if he was frim enough. He wanted to know if he can count them as one of the 10 or not. I don't know. Over here, the Chizkuni writes that the asara gmalim migmale adoinov were the 10. Not the gmalim. The roichve gmalim were the 10. Now, each roich of gmal was on his own gmal there, and it's still considered that it was mitzaref to the 10. But the shail is, how could Eliezer be a shliach l'chayra? He's an Eved, and he's not kosher, he's any b'toyrus, how could he be a shliach? And the Netziv actually writes that Yitzchak was Makadish again later on. There's a whole sugya in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, Simulam Adal. Person was Makadish with a shliach, and it didn't work out. The Makadish again, whole Maisi has. There is one pshat that Eliezer was given a shtar shichrur al tnai. I don't know about his teeth, but he was given with a shtar shichrur al tnai, and was told if he taka finds the proper shidduch, so then automatically the shikhar will be chal in order that he should be able to make the kedushin. As a matter of fact, that's why it says, later on it says, loy uchal, loy oichal, I will not eat, ad shedibarti devorai. He says, I can't eat yet. So I think maybe Rabbi Shulev, I forgot, someone says that, there's many other, but Lagabi, this Nakuda, that Eliezer says, I can't eat yet. Because for Zimun, the Gemara says in Brachos that an Eved can't be mitzaref to Zimun. He says, until I give my piece, my pitch, my piece over here, I don't know if I'm an Eved or a Meshuchar. I'm going to offer the Shidduch and I want to hear what the retake is. So right now I can't eat yet because I don't know if I'm able to be Mitzaref to the Zimun. What? Yeah, you could be Memana him as an Eved that when Lichashi Yishtachar, Vaistois, this Malach, it's a good Ha'ara, but that would be, it would be Lichashi Yishtachar. Now, it's actually a steer in the Psukim. And it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. In the Pesukim originally, there's a whole story of Eliezer doing it, and then the Torah repeats it again. I actually saw that's the pshat. It says, Yofa sichoson shall avdei oves. Sicha ain't sicha el tefila. So the whole story is given twice, because first is the davening, and then there's the chazaras hashatz. It's veitamol. And that's even, I heard, when Eliezer comes and he wants to talk, so they say, daber. He says, I have to say Chazaras Hashatz. So they say, okay, do it. He says, no, Eved Avram Anoichi. This is not going to go slow. Chazaras Hashatz, not a Haychash Manasseh. Eved Avram Anoichi, I have to go through the whole thing. But there's actually a steer in the Chazaras Hashatz. Why? In the original, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, he gives Tachshitim and then asks Bas Mi'at. He's blindly giving Tachshitim to this unknown girl and only afterwards asks Bas Mi'at. When he's repeating the story, he says it Fakert, that he asks Bas Mi'at and then gives the Tachshitim. Rashi in Chumash learns that Avada the Emes is he gave the Tachshitim first, but you know, when he gave over the story, he didn't look, he changed the details a little bit. But Tois and Chulin actually learns Pumfakert, that the Emes is he gave, he first asked Bas Mi'at and then gave the Tachshitim. And the Nachmin is because the Gemara says in Tainis that Eliezer was Shaloi Kehoigen, one of the three people that asked Shaloi Kehoigen. And Eliezer, because the Gemara says it's Shaloi Kehoigen, maybe it will be a Chigeres or a Suma. And the Marsha asks, maybe it's not from the Mishpacha that Avram asked. See, Terence says, no, he already asked Bas Mi'at. But it could still be a Chigeres or a Suma. Tosfos explains, maybe she has a wooden leg, or maybe he can't tell. Maybe you can't tell, what it looks like. Now, he gives the Matanis either way, and now Eliezer comes running. And Eliezer says, V'anoichi pinisi habayis. Anoichi pinisi abayis. Rashi says he removed it all the avodah zarah. How did he get rid of all his avodah zarah lach? I heard once he did bittul. He could do bepeh, levatul the avodah zarah. So in one shot he can do anoichi pinisi abayis. Now loy oichal adam dibarati dvarai. We mentioned the pshat already that he says I can't eat because I don't know what my status is. But there's another pshat. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer Simin Samach Aleph that a chosin and a kala are supposed to fast on the day of the marriage. And the Beis Shmuel over there in the Shulchan Aruch brings two reasons. One is because it's Kaparas Avoinus, because Chosen the Kala Moichlin Hem Avoinosam. Another pshat is because since they need to be Bardas for the Chalois, and we don't want them to become Shikr. Like the second reason the Poskim say, if a Kedushin or Nesuin is being done Al Yidei Shliach, then the Shliach shouldn't be eating or drinking. So that's what Eliezer is saying. I'm the Shliach for the Kedushin, and therefore I can't eat. Like the second pshat of the Beis Shmuel, I can't eat because I'm the one that's going to be making the chalais, and I'm not allowed to eat yet. Vayan lovenu b'suel me'ashem yotza hadavar. Me'ashem yotza hadavar. That's what we call it when they get engaged. We say it's a vort. It comes from Hashem. The davar comes. Me'ashem yotza hadavar. I had once, many years ago, someone was saying that he wants to invite him to his vort. He said, la mila. He wants to invite him to the mila. Because a vort, a mila. A vort is a vort. But we explain this too. It's saying mila is under. Now, it's interesting, there's a stira, not a stira, but there's a shtikl ha'ar in the psukim. Pasuk nun gimel and pasuk nun hey. Let's just set this up. In pasuk nun gimel, it says, Vayoyte ha'eved kli kesef kli zah, vayiten l'rivka, u'migdonois nosan l'achiyah v'le'ima. Where's Besuel? No one's telling. The next pasuk. Vayoymer achiyah v'ima teshev hanar eitana yom may osar. And then they tell, where's Besuel? So Rashi says, Besuel Heichen Hoya, he wanted to be Ma'akev, and a Malach came and killed him. Why don't you stell it ready in Pasuk Nun Gimel? So I saw once in a Sefer. He said, Migdonis Nosan L'Achiyah V'Le'ima. Why not Besuel? Because Besuel's fasting. Besuel's fasting. The same way we said Eliezer is fasting, because he's Oymid Mitzad Achosin. Rivka is a Katana, so it's Besuel. So the Migdonis is not for, I grabbed this for the Meshech Chochma says the McDonald's was macholi avelus. If I cared, everyone else was eating fancy flesh. But they were avelus because Besuel died, so he gave them McDonald's. But Rashi's mashmanat. Rashi says Besuel died only in Pasuk Nun Hey over here. So I saw that the pshat is because McDonald's nasan lachiyah v'le'ima because Besuel is fasting. So someone asked, I said, what does it say? Someone asked me, he says, but it says Besuel died according to one girsa in the Medrash. He died because he put poison in the food, and then they swapped the soup, and he ate it instead. But I thought he was fasting. Inter and tish, he was eating. officially, he was fasting. Didn't work out any good in the end. She comes later, Vatipel me'al hagomol. I saw, it's mevor down in the Medrash, that Yitzchak is coming me be'er lachai ra'i, which is the yeshiva shalmala, in Shemayim, and when he comes down from Shemayim, he comes down hafuch, opposite, upside down. The reason Rivka fell from the Gomel is because you have to be sigapas the shidduch, and you have to know how to shtel tzu to the meduber. If he looks that way, so she wanted to shtel tzu also. So Vatipol, in order to be in sync with the way Yitzchak looked, because he was coming upside down. Now, it's another chapter, it says Vatipa ma'ala Gomel, there's a medrash, I didn't see it in the medrash, but I saw it brought down, in Mesecht Chulin, Perek Vav, which is Perek Kisei Hadam, the Meleches Shloima, one of the Mefarshei HaMishnah, brings an interesting medrash that Vatipol me'al hagomol. Now the emesis she fell and she became a mukas eitz and she lost the besulim. And later on, when Yitzchak marries her, he has tainas besulim and he's choshed Eliezer because she was three. And therefore, it can't be that it was from before because it would be besulah choshed and he was choshed Eliezer. And she kind of, no, I fell off the gomel. But, you know, they went to the mokum where she fell, and there was a lion on the spot protecting that there was dam besulim there, and there was a lion watching that no one should, that the different chayah shouldn't come and eat it. Says the Medrash, that's the schus why a chayah, we do kisui hadam. The behemah, we don't have kisui hadam. Kisui hadam is by chayah and oif. The reason chayah is zoicha to kisui hadam, because of this story, that the chayah was protecting the dam for Klal Yisrael here, because this is Yitzchak, this is Rivka, this is Yaakov and Yud Bei Shvatim and Klal Yisrael, and there would have been a whole ruckus about it. So the chayah was zoicha to kisui hadam. Why is oif zoicha to kisui hadam? It's a different makar, because when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't know what to do afterwards, and then he saw a bird burying a different bird, and therefore he learned the Indian of Pur. So that's why chayah and bezunder and oif is zoicha to kisui hadam behemenat. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode. What? Yeah, it's a good ha'ar. It's a kasha on the Malachis Shloima in Perakisei Adam. I think it says in first it was an Ari. I'm pretty sure. To check the Lashon, I think it says it was an Ari, but it's a good ha'ar. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basode. Tosis asks that you're not allowed to daven in a Sode. You have to daven in a Mokam Sogor, and there's a whole bunch of different torts. Tosis talks about in Brachas. I once heard
I have to be mevarav if this is true, but it's interesting. Chiddush that mincha is different than shachris and maariv, very big chiddush. That mincha, we're a little bit more makel about where to daven. So I'm looking for the makar for this, but someone told me this once, and I wanted to ask him a shaila. What about tashlume shachris? When you daven tashlume shachris, I had a shaila in tashlume. What identity does the tefillas tashlume get? Does tashlume shachris by mincha have a din of mincha and food and fakert? Tashlume mincha at night. What identity does it have, legabi the mahus of the tefillah? But that's already a whole shmuz. I'm just going to end off. The parsha ends by Yishkenu mechavila at shur al pnei Mitzrayim boyecha ashur al pnei kol echav nofal. It's going literally al pnei kol echav nofal means that's where he hung out. That's where he was shchoine. That's where he rested. But the Balaturim writes no al pnei kol echav nofal. Yishmal will have a tefillah v'samech lei ve'ela tolis Yitzchok ben Avraham. That when Yishmael will have the nefila, that's when there will be his gabris to Yitzchak. And it's also fascinating. It says, Tov is Yitzchak ben Avraham. Yishmael is not ben Avraham. He's ben Avram, without the hay. Avraham, hoyled as Yitzchak. Yishmael was still, besides that, he be Yitzchak in Karad Chazara. That's another Havka. But even far then, Avraham was not hoyled Yishmael. Avram was. Yishmael should have the nefila, and then should be this Bekarayv, Eilat Tov is Yitzchak, Bezir Hashem.